Each year, Washington, D.C. hosts the nation's largest annual gathering of conservatives. It's known simply as CPAC. The conference kicks off next week, but this time around, it's being boycotted by some high-profile groups. The reason? An organization that represents gay conservatives is one of the event's co-sponsors. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The CPAC conference has a list of well over 100 co-sponsors. They include the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation, the National Rifle Association, and Americans for Tax Reform. But this year, the list also includes a two-year-old group called Go Proud, founded by gay conservatives. Among them, Jimmy LaSalvia.
CPAC is the preeminent gathering of conservatives annually in this country. And Go Proud has a strong conservative record. You know, I'd put our conservative credentials up against anyone.
He says GoProud is for limited government, individual liberty, promoting economic growth through free market principles and a strong national defense. He describes himself as pro-life on abortion, but on the issue of same-sex marriage, GoProud is opposed to any federal ban and says the issue should be left to individual states to decide. That is very much a minority opinion among conservatives, but CPAC founder David Keene of the American Conservative Union says that's not a reason to keep Go Proud out as a sponsor.
CPAC has always been open to every wing of the movement. We've got groups here that disagree with each other very strongly on all kinds of issues, from taxation to immigration to social issues to trade. This is the one time of the year where all of these various groups get together.
But GoProud's role has created controversy among conservative groups that focus on social issues. Some are boycotting this year's CPAC, including the Lynchburg, Virginia-based Liberty Council, which in the past has been a co-sponsor of the event. Its chairman is Matthew Staver, who is also the dean of the law school at Liberty University.
One co-sponsor, in our view, should not undermine the views of another co-sponsor. We will certainly encourage our students to attend from Liberty University, but we're not going to have our name as a co-sponsor along with an organization that actually works to undermine conservative values, in this case, marriage.
Another group that won't be there is the Family Research Council, which says it has been concerned for years that CPAC has pushed social and cultural issues into the background. Tom McCluskey is that group's vice president.
It's more that those in charge are looking for ways to squeeze out social conservatives from the movement. And GOP Proud is just another example of them trying to do that.
Go Proud's Jimmy LaSalvia, meanwhile, charges that those who've chosen not to participate in CPAC are not actually doing so over specific disagreement on the issues. He says it's about who Go Proud represents.
They're boycotting because we're gay. It's not just that they may disagree on one issue or two issues. Our position on marriage is exactly the same as former Vice President Dick Cheney's, who was named Conservative of the Year last year.
CPAC organizers say they don't expect the boycott to be a major topic at the conference. It will draw 10,000 attendees, and there will be dozens of speeches, including many by potential Republican presidential candidates. But polls do show public attitudes on gay rights evolving, and while it may be a first to have a gay group co-sponsor a major national conservative meeting, it certainly isn't the last time conservatives or Republican candidates we'll have to reckon with these issues. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.